Assistant Area Biologist Chris Peterson says starting 3 years ago, regular wildlife surveys on the Alaska Peninsula began noticing fewer and fewer ptarmigan. Staff turned more of a focus on looking for the bird this past year, with concerning results.
We didn't see hardly any at all, and so we became more involved in looking for them. And a great portion, if not all of the Alaska Peninsula, was severely reduced in numbers of ptarmigan, to the point where we could spend a whole day out there and see two over miles and miles and miles. And that's not normal.
In fact, she calls it alarming. While ptarmigan populations are known to fluctuate, it became pretty clear pretty quick that a major change was happening. Unlike on the west side of Bristol Bay, where wildlife managers assume ptarmigan have been staying at higher elevations during these several past low snow winters, on the east side, Peterson says they're not to be found anywhere.
Some of the birds could have moved, but we've been up in the mountains. And yes, we'll see a few here and there, but even the numbers that we're used to seeing there are down. So we haven't found any place where we've noticed the normal numbers for that place have gone up. Everywhere that we have looked, they're down. And it's a severe decrease, and there's a lot that we don't know at the moment.
What Peterson and manager Dave Crowley do suspect is that the warm winters have been to blame. Whether it was El Nino or a changing climate, the past 2 to 3 winters have had unusually low snow cover on the peninsula, which has taken a toll on the birds.
Ptarmigan is extremely well adapted to having snow. And being adapted to that, it almost needs it. So when there is no snow for it to snuggle down into for insulation, then the full brunt of any cold weather is felt by the animal, and it's very costly in terms of energy.
Low snow cover leaves ptarmigan more visible and vulnerable to predators, and has also probably led to a decline in food sources like insects and moss berries. Hunters, she says, are not to blame for the ptarmigan's decline, but conservation measures being proposed for the Area 9 game management units from Port Allsworth to Cold Bay could help prevent further ptarmigan loss.
Hopefully it will turn around before everything gets so low that it's a really extended low population. And that's really what we're working on, is reducing the extent to which it declines. If we can just do that, it will come back much more quickly.
ADF&G is proposing to reduce the bag limit to 10 ptarmigan per day and 20 in possession, and to close hunting in the month of April when spring breeding is underway, again for the Area 9 hunting units. The King Salmon wildlife managers are also concerned about Alaska hares on the peninsula. These larger cousins to the common snowshoe hare were once abundant and are now nearly absent, according to ADF&G. The regs currently allow 12 months of hunting with no bag limit. The department is recommending reducing the season 4 months and setting a limit of just 1. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.